Russian President Vladimir Putin praised Elon Musk on Wednesday as a rare visionary akin to Soviet space pioneer Sergei Korolev, calling the SpaceX founder a once-in-a-generation figure charged up with a certain idea during a visit to a Moscow science university. The comments came as Russia and the United States forged closer ties under President Donald Trump's administration, of which billionaire SpaceX founder Musk is a key figure. UN watchdog chief says Iran not far from nuclear bomb. The UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi warned that Iran was not far from possessing a nuclear bomb shortly before he arrived in Tehran on Wednesday for talks. Western countries, including the United States, have long accused Iran of seeking to acquire nuclear weapons, an allegation Tehran has consistently denied, insisting that its program is for peaceful civilian purposes. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will meet French leaders in Paris on Thursday to discuss the war in Ukraine, his office has said, amid flailing efforts to persuade Russia to agree to a ceasefire. Rubio and U.S. presidential envoy Steve Witkoff would also discuss tensions over Iran's nuclear program with France's President Emmanuel Macron and Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot. U.S. President has pledged before taking office that he would quickly end the war that has been ongoing since Russia's February 2022 invasion of neighboring Ukraine, and he has voiced frustration at Moscow's tactics. Staying with the U.S., a Democratic senator said on Wednesday that El Salvador has denied his request to release a U.S. resident whose wrongful deportation triggered a political firestorm over President Donald Trump's hardline immigration policies. The White House has condemned Senator Van Hollen's trip to Central American country after already admitting an administrative error caused the deportation. The Trump administration has been ordered by the Supreme Court to facilitate the 29-year-old's father's return to the U.S., but the White House has stated that the man will not be returning. In local news, the Ministry of Agriculture has announced that there has been a second case of a bacterial disease detected in a rabbit in Wilderstone. This is after an initial case in Jonglester at the beginning of April. The dead rabbit tested positive for canine distemper on Wednesday, and the public are being warned not to touch any dead animal that they may come into contact with. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. In sport now, Inter Milan kept their treble hopes alive with a thrilling 2-2 draw against Bayern Munich on Wednesday, sealing a 4-3 aggregate win to reach the Champions League semi-finals, where they will face Barcelona. The Italian champions scored quick-fire goals in the space of 3 minutes from captain Lautaro Martinez and Benjamin Pavard, which cancelled out Harry Kane's strike for Bayern, levelling the tie in the 52nd minute of the game. In rugby news, Australia has complained to the World Rugby about wealthy French clubs poaching teenage talent, with Chairman Daniel Herbert urging the global governing body to revise its rules. Our view is that France has the ability to produce its own players. They don't have to poach our players at a very young age, Herbert told Australia media on Thursday. Under World Rugby's Young Players Protocol, it is prohibited from poaching young players either within a union or between unions, and is permitted to impose appropriate sanctions on anyone who does so.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It looks like another grey, wet day with cloud and rain forecast for the entire day. Temperatures starting at 6 to 8, raising to 10 and staying there for the rest of the day.